Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, began to contemplate. It is very astonishing that, although this boy, Krishna, has many times faced many varied causes of death, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it was these causes of fear that were killed instead of him. Purport. The coward man innocently thought, because our Krishna is innocent, the causes of death that appeared before him were themselves killed instead of Krishna. This is the greatest grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahyam Dadati So Padantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatha Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitangscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Nama Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Ohovata asya balasya bahava mrutyava bhavan api asid vipriyam tesam kritam purvam yato bhayam. The cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, began to contemplate. It is very astonishing that, although this boy Krishna has many times faced many varied causes of death, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it was these causes of fear that were killed instead of him. So from the beginning of Bhagavatam, when the sages in Naimisharanya, they asked Suta Goswami six questions One of the question was, Kritavan Kilakarmani Saharamena Kesava Atimartyani Bhagavan Guda Kapata Manusa. They asked that they eager to hear about the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, that he did his transcendental activities along with Balaram, Sahar Ameno Kesava. Both Krishna and Balaram, they performed so many pastimes together. And the sages were eager to hear about this. Sahar Ameno Kesava, Ati Martyani, their pastimes are not ordinary. They are uncommon pastimes. Ati Martyani, Bhagavan, they are Bhagavan. But still, they are accepting the ordinary, they are acting like ordinary human beings. Ati Martyani, Bhagavan, Gudha Kapata Manusa. The Kapata Manusa, they are looking like ordinary human beings, but they are not ordinary. They are supreme personality of Godhead. So that's why Krishna's this childhood pastimes that is described specifically in this chapter, they are transcendental. They are not ordinary. Just like Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 9th verse, Janma karma chame divyam evam javeti tattvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. He who understand the transcendental pastimes, transcendental his birth and activities of Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna is declared, if he understood all this transcendental appearance and activities of the Supreme Lord, then after leaving this body, he will not take another birth. So, the pastimes described in this chapter is the childhood pastimes from appearance, from the birth of Krishna up to age of 5. This is the childhood pastimes. The pastimes that Krishna did in Gokul, that is Mahavan Gokul, that is the house of Nanda Maharaj is there. And after there he stay up to at least 2 years, 10 months, or nearly 3 years. Then from there, he came to Chatikara. With Krishna and Balaram, they came, along with all Brajavasis, they came to Chatikara. Chatikara is just from, we are coming to Vrindavan from Delhi. And now there's Chatikara. Chatikara is a village. As there also, Nanda Maharaj and the Brajavasis, they stay there for nearly 2 years, from 3 to 5. Then in age of 5, Krishna went to Nandagram, came to Nandagram. So in this chapter, the pastimes described, that pastimes that Krishna performed in Gokula, in Mahavan, and the son of, as a son of Nanda Maharaj, and also the pastimes that is, they performed in Chatikara. And in Gokula, Krishna killed Putana, then the Sakatasura, then he killed also Trunabharata, the demon who came as a wind, or that is Trunabharata. These three demons were killed. Then after, there are the pastimes of Damodar Lila, that mother Jasoda bound Krishna. And this two huge tree, Jamala Arjuna trees, they fell down. After that, the Brajavasis, headed by Upananda, the elder brother of Nanda Maharaj, Upananda, they did istogosti. Then they talked very seriously about these incidents. That again and again, some inauspicious things are going on here in Gokul. So, the demons like Putana came, and Trunabharata came, Sakatasura, this, and there are many inauspicious things, that is, happened here. And but in all such incidents, Krishna was saved. Then even though the Jamala, the two huge trees, Jamala Arjuna trees were fell down, it is Krishna is the cause of making them fall down. But out of their love and affection for Krishna, the Brajavasis, Nanda Maharaj, they could not believe these things. And finally they decided to leave Gokul. Then all the Brajavasis, they accepted the proposal or the decision given by Upananda, and Nanda Maharaj also agreed. So they came, loaded all their belongings in bullock carts, and also Krishna and Balaram, along with their mother Jasoda and Rohini, they also were sitting in one bullock cart. And the Brajavasis, they are very happily singing the pastimes of Krishna. What pastimes? How he killed Putana, how Trunavarta was killed, how this the bullock cart or this Sakatasura was died, how this Damodara pastimes was happened. In this way they reached Chattikara. And in Chattikara, they kept their all bullock carts in such a way, in a half circle way. And there they lived very happily. And Krishna Balaram, when they saw specifically Vrindavan, that is in Chattikara, is in Vrindavan. From bank of Jamuna up to Nandagram, this whole area known as Vrindavan. So they are very happy. Krishna Balaram, that time they are only nearly 3 years old. And after coming to Chattikara, when Krishna became 3 years old, then he became Vatsapala. Means he started herding calves. When he reached five, he became 5 years, then he became Gopal. He started herding the cows. So in this way he had described that first demon that Krishna killed after coming to Chattikara was Vatsasura, who came in form of a cop. And Krishna could identify that here is a demon. And so after killing Vatsasura, then Krishna killed another demon, that is Bakasura. That is, this pastime was described in previous verses. When the coward men and women heard about the killing of Bakasura in the forest, they were very much astonished. Upon seeing Krishna and hearing this story, they received Krishna very eagerly, thinking that Krishna and the other boys had returned from the mouth of death. Thus they looked upon Krishna and the boys with silent eyes, not wanting to turn their eyes aside, now that the boys were safe. So after this incident happened, then the cowherd men, the Brajavasis, they are very serious. So they are now thinking, the cowherd men, they are headed by Nanda Maharaj. So they, what they are thinking, so this their feelings are expressed in this particular verse that is written today in the board, that the cowherd men headed by Nanda Maharaj began to contemplate. They are just thinking in their mind, or they are talking to each other. It is very astonishing that again and again there some cause appeared to kill Krishna. That although this boy Krishna has many times faced many varied causes of death, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it was this causes of fear that were killed instead of Krishna, instead of him or Krishna. So due to their affection, so Brajavasis could not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather they are thinking that Krishna is saved by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Though Krishna is himself Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Nanda, Jasoda and other Brajavasis, they did not except Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Sometimes the thought came to their mind as his commentary to this verse, Sridhar Swami says, he wrote that Gorgoyat Aho Atmojo Ayante Narayana Samagunai. Sometimes Nanda Maharaj and other senior Brajavasis, they think what Garga Muni said about Krishna, that Gargoyat Aho, Garga Muni sometimes, when he was giving the name to Krishna Balaram, then he told, Atmojo Ayante Narayana Samagunai. Your son, Atmaja, of Nanda Maharaj, he has a transcendental qualities that is equal to Lord Narayana. But Narayana Sama Gunai. But he need not tell directly that he is Narayana. He told Narayana Sama Gunai. So that's why Nanda Maharaj, being so much attached to Krishna, so much affection for Krishna, he is the in the Vatsalya Rasa, there are so many devotees, but no one is equal to Nanda and Yashoda, because so much affection in parental affections they had. That's why they're thinking our sometimes maybe so seeing some uncommon activities of Krishna, transcendental pastimes, they remember about what Garga Muni said. That is their son is Narayana Samagunai. But they did not think that he is Narayana himself. He is the cause of Narayana. Actually, Krishna is even cause of Narayana. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. But still, the Brajavasis, they could not think that he is cause, he is a God himself. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, they are thinking that by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that our Krishna was always remained saved. So, and they are thinking that our Krishna is innocent. Brajavasis, that is Prabhupada writing in purport, the coward men, we are very innocent. They are innocently thought, because our Krishna is innocent, the cause of death that appeared before him, we are themselves killed instead of Krishna. Because many times the demons tried to kill Krishna. First Putana came, and rather Putana try her best to kill Krishna by poisoning her own breast and by thinking to feed Krishna her breast milk. So instead of Krishna, Krishna's death, the Putana herself was died. Then came the whirlwind demon, the Trunavarta. So he also just took Krishna to very high in the sky and tried to kill Krishna, but instead of Trunavarta ne Krishna, anything harm happened to Krishna. Rather, the whirl demon, that is, Trunavarta was himself killed. Something happened to the Sakatasura, and even the great huge trees were fell down. So nothing happened to Krishna. So all these incidents where the Brajavasis, Nanda Maharaj and other Brajavasis, they are thinking very seriously. Even after coming to the Chatikara, they saw this demon, Batsasura, who came in form of a cup, but tried to kill Krishna. But Krishna was killed the demon. Then finally, after having this incident, that Bakasura, who has come in form of a Baka means a crane. So even Bakasura came, and first after taking one day when Krishna was with his boyfriends, they were just roaming in different places. Then one day they come to the bank of Jamuna. And there, after taking their breakfast, they went to Jamuna to drink water. So when the Krishna and his boyfriends, after drinking Jamuna water, they come nearby, and it is mentioned sometimes it is Jamuna, but it is actually this pastimes happened in Khadiravan. This Bakasura was killed in Khadiravan. There was a small lake, and when after this water was very crystal clear, and after drinking water, they suddenly saw this demon was standing in a bank up, that's a very close to the lake. And then just all the coward boys, they are thinking, what is this, who is this this huge bird, from where it is coming? It looking like this is the great body demon was named Bakasura. He had assumed the body of a duck with a very sharp beak. Having come there, he immediately swallowed Krishna. When they are thinking about what is this, who is this, this looks like a mountain, eh? Huge bird. When they are just thinking just about that bird, this bird immediately swallowed Krishna, immediately. So seeing that Krishna in this situation, including Balaram and other boys, they become almost unconscious. And like senses without life. So after this incident that happened, Krishna, who was the father of Lord Brahma, but who was acting as son of a coward man, become like fire, because Krishna increased his thought of the bird. Then Krishna increased his own body, and so the duck was thinking that he was just swallowing a fire, become like fire, burning the root of the demon's throat. And the demon Bakasura immediately disgorged him. When the demon saw that Krishna, although having been swallowed, was unharmed, he immediately attacked Krishna again with his sharp beak. And when Krishna, the leader of the Vaishnavas, saw that the demon Bakasura, the friend of Kamsa, was endeavoring to attack him with his arms, he captured the demon by the two halves of the beak. And in the presence of all the coward boys, Krishna very easily bifurcated him, as a child splits a blade of Varuna grass. By thus killing the demon, Krishna very much pleased the denizens of heaven. So in this way, from the heaven, the celestial denizens of the higher planetary systems, they are showered Mallika Puspa, flowers grown in Nandan Kanan upon Krishna. So when all these incidents happen, and this when the boys, they come back to their house, then they explain these things to their parents. So when all the Brajavasis, they heard about such incidents that Krishna killed, specifically this, after killing this Bakasura, then they are thinking about this incident very seriously. After the killing of Bakasura, then the Brajavasis were thinking, that Krishna, how it is happened? They are thinking Krishna, though it is happened, Krishna practically killed the demons, but they are thinking Krishna is innocent. How can Krishna, our innocent boy Krishna, he's a little boy, how it is possible to kill such huge demons? It is not possible. It is only because of the mercy of Lord Narayan that he killed, actually Lord killed the demons to save our Krishna. Our Krishna is very innocent. So, when they are hearing from the boyfriends of Krishna about the story, how he killed, specifically here, Bakasura, that they received Krishna very eagerly, thinking that Krishna and the other boys had returned from the mouth of death. Thus they looked upon Krishna and the boys with silent eyes. They are looking with much compassion in their heart, sometimes tears flowing from their eyes. They are thinking our Krishna and our boys were saved from the mouth of death. Not wanting to turn their eyes aside, and now that the boys were safe, they are thinking, we are very fortunate. Maybe Nanda Maharaj performed many pious activities in previous life. So his son Krishna is always getting saved from so many incidents, that is, maybe cause his death. But the various cause of death, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, that our Krishna is getting saved. It was these causes of fear that was killed instead of Krishna himself. So, Sisi Radha Gokulananda Bhagavan ki jaya. So in this way we see how the devotees of Krishna, those who are pure devotees, they also could not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are in Maya, under illusion, they could not also accept Krishna as God. Those are demons. They cannot accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, with these great devotees like Brajavasis, they are also being influenced by the Yogamaya potency, the internal potency of the Krishna. They also could not accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a difference. Though both cases, there is similarity, that the demons cannot accept Krishna as God, the Brajavasis also not accept Krishna as God. But there is difference. When someone is under clutches of internal potency, that is Gita, Krishna is telling, Mahatmanangstu partha daivi prakruti asrita. Bhajanti ananya manaso gantvamang bhutadim abhyayam. So those who are devotees, they are also under the clutches of internal potency of Krishna. So though they sometimes think Krishna is not God, maybe he has qualities like Narayana, but he is not Narayana himself. Though Krishna is even the source of Narayana, but the pure devotees, they think that Krishna is innocent, like Brajavasi is thinking. Krishna is very innocent. How is saved? Because Krishna is very innocent. He is always protected by Lord Narayana. Bala Krishnam Nabhi Bhavanti Kintu Hantum Michainam Balam Asadhya Soyameva Nasyanti. The demons are getting died, though they are trying their best to kill Krishna, but because Krishna is innocent, he is not performing any enmity with those demons. So our Krishna is always saved by Lord Narayana, because Nanda Maharaj also performed some austerity in previous life. He also worshipped Narayana. He was doing Dwadasi Vrata before, when Nanda Maharaj was not performing any other austerity. One time Narad Muni came and he asked Nanda Maharaj, why you are not doing some austerity? Why are you not performing Ekadasi Vrata at least? So Nanda Maharaj was telling that what is the result of, if I perform Ekadasi Vrata, what benefit I will get? I want a son that may be as good as Lord Narayana. So what type of austerity I shall do for that? That's why Nanda Maharaj advised by Narada Muni to perform Dwadasi Vrata. That is mentioned in Gopal Champu. So that's why Nanda Maharaj performed some pious activities. So Brajavasi is thinking, because of this good fortune of Nanda Maharaj and Brajavasis, again and again Krishna is protected by Lord Narayana himself. So they are not accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Brajavasis were in a higher platform of devotion, So we cannot imitate the Brajavasis. But one who is accepted, come to that platform, that is the Raga Bhakti, that is the Brajavasis we are performing. They perform the Ragatmika Bhakti, and who follows the footprints of the Brajavasis, that is Raganuga Bhakti. We are following the footprints of Brajavasis. They have spontaneous attraction for Krishna. They are not ordinary living entities. They are not conditioned souls. Krishna never performed any pastimes with conditioned souls. And even Gauranga Mahaprabhu also, when he was performing pastimes, they are also Nitya Siddhas. They told that Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaye Prajendra Sutopas. We must accept the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and associates of Krishna. They are Nitya Siddhas. They are not ordinary living entities. They are not conditioned souls. And Krishna never performs any pastimes with conditioned souls. So they are eternal associates. Like even like some of them are even Sarup Shakti and some of them are Nitya Siddhas. They are living entities but Nitya Siddhas. Even the Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they are direct expansion of Krishna. They are Sarup Shakti. Some coward boys, they are Dwadasa Gopalas, 12 main friends of Krishna, boyfriends of Krishna, and some others, those who are taking also part in his pastimes, they are not ordinary, like us. So they are eternal associates of Krishna, Nitya Mukta, Jivas. So they have special, to perform special pastimes with Krishna just selected those peoples to living entities to take part in his pastimes. So they are just doing like a drama and setting some examples that we could follow them. Krishna just performing these pastimes. He wants to attract the living entities, the conditioned souls. They may also attract it to such pastimes. Then they can perform also pure devotional service. By performing pure devotional service, one day they may be also become qualified to very intimate to Krishna. That's why a living entity, when he who perform pure devotional service, performing the sadhana bhakti, when one understands his swarup, who jibere swarup hai Krishna Nitya Das, then even he become perfect in this lifetime in devotional service, then he has to enter a Bhaumalila pastimes, where Krishna's Bhaumalila pastimes is still going on in one of the planets. The Nitya Lila and Bhaumalila, they are going continuously. The Nitya Lila, that is in his Goloka Vrindavan, and Bhaumalila, that is one of the planets in this material world. So a sadhaka has to enter the Bhaumalila, then he, having associated with the Nitya Siddha, associates of Krishna, gopas or gopis, then gradually he becomes fully qualified to enter Goloka Vrindavan. So in this way we see the how Brajavasis were, who were so dear to Krishna, but they are not accepting Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather they are thinking Krishna, just like them, one of among them, and he is very innocent, and that's why he is protected by Narayan. Though Krishna himself is cause of Narayan, but they are thinking he is protected by Narayan. Okay. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment?